Alright folks, welcome back to Mental Toolbox, your daily dose of real talk about navigating the ups and downs of mental health, because let's face it, life can be a messy masterpiece sometimes. I'm your host, Asher Blake, and today we're tackling something that trips up even the most seemingly put-together people. Perfectionism. Ever felt like you were constantly striving for an impossible standard? Like you had this invisible measuring stick, judging every aspect of your life, from that presentation at work to, well, how clean your kitchen is. Yeah, we've all been there. It can feel good for a while, that drive to excel, but let me tell you, perfectionism often comes with its own set of baggage, and it can seriously impact our mental well-being. So, let's unpack this beast and see how we can tame it before it starts running our lives. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First off, understand that perfectionism isn't just about wanting things to be good, it's about needing them to be absolutely flawless. It's that relentless pressure to be perfect, which often leads to procrastination, anxiety, and even depression. You know the feeling, right? That crippling fear of failure that keeps you stuck in a loop of overthinking and self-doubt? Secondly, perfectionism is fueled by unrealistic expectations, both from ourselves and sometimes external pressures. We're bombarded with images of perfect lives on social media, which can set us up for disappointment and make our own struggles feel magnified. Remember, those curated feeds aren't reality, folks. They're carefully crafted illusions. It's important to recognize that everyone has flaws, even the seemingly perfect ones. Thirdly, perfectionism often masks underlying insecurities. We might strive for flawlessness because we fear judgment or rejection, trying to build a sense of self-worth through external validation. But true self-esteem comes from accepting ourselves, imperfections and all. Fourthly, learn to reframe your thinking. Instead of focusing on achieving perfection, shift your mindset towards progress. Celebrate small victories, acknowledge your efforts, and be kind to yourself when things don't go as planned. Remember, growth is a journey, not a destination. It's about learning, adapting, and becoming the best version of ourselves, not about reaching some unattainable ideal. Finally, practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a friend going through a tough time. Recognize your worth beyond your achievements and remember that you are enough, just as you are. Now, let me tell you about Sarah. She's a brilliant graphic designer with an impressive portfolio, but she constantly battles anxiety about meeting deadlines and delivering flawless work. Every project felt like a pressure cooker, leaving her exhausted and questioning her abilities. Eventually, Sarah realized that her pursuit of perfection was hindering her creativity and joy in her work. She started focusing on progress over perfection, celebrating small wins, and learning to delegate tasks when needed. The result? Reduced anxiety, increased productivity, and a newfound appreciation for the creative process. See, folks, managing perfectionism is about finding balance, embracing our imperfections, and celebrating the journey of growth. It's not about becoming less ambitious, but about shifting our perspective and recognizing that true success comes from striving to be our best selves, not striving for an impossible ideal. So, what are you going to do with this knowledge? I want you to take one small step today towards embracing progress over perfection. Maybe it's allowing yourself to make a mistake without beating yourself up, or celebrating a recent accomplishment, big or small. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Share your thoughts, experiences, and triumphs on our social media pages. Let's create a supportive community where we can all learn and grow together. Until next time, keep that toolbox stocked with positive vibes and remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you are enough. Just as you are.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.